This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority did its annual count of the county's homeless last week. The results won't be out till later this year, but the count a year ago came to 58,936, which includes more than 16,000 people living in their cars and in their vans and RVs. That's the backdrop for this next installment in of our series, Adventures in Housing, about all the ways that people find shelter in this economy.
My name is Jeremiah Othin. I work for a restaurant as a cook and also as like food delivery. For the last 6 months, I've been living in my car. Oh, an apartment costs like one bedroom for $1,300, $1,400. But if you put on the bills, I have to pay everything, it comes maybe like to $1,600. So I realized an apartment, to save more money, to do what I wanted to do, an apartment, it wasn't that essential to me. I worked like 2 jobs, long hours, so I barely stayed at the apartment. I worked like 6 days a week, so I was like, imagine I'm paying rent to a place I don't stay in even. So that's when I decided the car option. Yeah, at first I hated it, but sometimes you're like, anyway, you know, this is it. Some of the places that I park my car are like casinos, hospitals. Some places I go park in the employee section, so they think I'm an employee over. So I go there like 3 days, then I go to another one like 2 days, then I go to another one. I have like 4 main parking spots that I use. I always park facing the wall so that even security or anybody can't see me. I gotta hide. I do have a gym membership that helps me to take a shower. That's the main thing I have it for. Because getting a clean shower when you're napping in the car is really hard. So the gym is the best alternative for a clean shower. It costs me $20 a month. There's gyms in the city that give out towels, but they are crowded. Everybody's in there just to take a shower. In the end, you realize, like, the most important thing is taking care of myself. You know, like, before, I would just buy clothes, shoes. But right now, I'm like, I don't even need many shoes. I just need 3 pairs of shoes. I'm just experiencing something I never thought I'd experience to survive.
That's Jeremiah Othin living in his car here in L.A.